Sorry about that. I got busy working with the batteries and I lost track of which verse we were on. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, grace, peace, and mercy be to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Who is the Holy Spirit? As I was sharing with the children a few minutes ago, he is not an it or some other type of thing or even a battery. He is a person. He is the third person of the Holy Trinity. But the world doesn't know this. Neither does it know Jesus. And because it does not know Jesus, it does not know the Father. If you could ask someone if they could identify a movie character from his or her theme, most likely they would be able to do it. Unless they had not heard the song in a long time or perhaps had never seen the movie. In the first Marvel's Avengers movie, everybody knew exactly when Iron Man was going to show up. Because in the Iron Man movies, they always played AC/DC songs. And so when they played an AC/DC song, you knew Iron Man was on the way. In Batman v Superman, they had a theme for Wonder Woman. And so whenever that tune began to play, you knew she was going to show up. The Holy Spirit does not have such a theme song. But if he did, the world would not recognize it. You, however, brothers and sisters in Christ, you do know the Holy Spirit. You know that he is the third person of the Holy Trinity. You know that he proceeds from the Father and the Son, and together with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified. You even know some of his aliases. The Helper, the Comforter, the Spirit of Truth, the Spirit of Christ, among others. More than that, you know that the work of the Holy Spirit is sanctification. As you have answered in your catechism questioning, the Holy Spirit sanctifies me, makes me holy, by bringing me to faith in Christ, so that I might have the blessings of redemption and lead a godly life. That is sanctification in the wide sense. In addition to causing you to believe in Jesus as your Lord and Savior, the Holy Spirit works in you to strive to overcome sin and to lead a godly life, doing good works. In catechism class, you were asked, what are good works in God's sight? To which you replied, in God's sight, a good work is everything that a child of God does, speaks, or thinks in faith, according to the Ten Commandments, for the glory of God and for the benefit of his or her neighbor. And if you go back to your catechism, to the explanation section, you'll see that under this very question, it refers to our gospel text from John 14:15-21. Jesus said, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another helper to be with you forever, even the Spirit of Truth, whom the world cannot receive because it neither sees him nor knows him. You know him, for he dwells with you and will be in you. In these first verses, we are reminded of those two meanings of sanctification. But we must remember that in order to be sanctified, we had to first hear the law. Jesus does mention the commandments, but when he does, he's referring to more than just the Ten Commandments. When he speaks of the commandments here, he's referring to all of the teaching of the Old Testament. And no, the Old Testament is not just law. There is law, but there is also gospel. There are the promises of a Messiah to come. And Jesus not only refers to the Old Testament, he also says that when you keep his commandments, you are keeping the words he himself spoke. His own words of law and gospel, that he was going to the cross to pay for sins. Even as ones who are being sanctified, we must continually be reminded that we are not able to keep the law of ourselves. I can't do it. You can't do it. And I don't know, I didn't think the kids were saying that they did it all the time either. The primary purpose of the law is to show our sin. We looked at the Ten Commandments and we find that we fall short of the perfect living that God commands. We began as rebellious human beings. We were without God the Father, without God the Son, and without God the Holy Spirit. And we were perfectly content with that. We were going along with the rest of the world. We had been born into the world, the same world which Jesus said cannot receive the Spirit. And yet we know Him. We know the entire Trinity. God came to you through His Word and implanted faith in you through His Holy Spirit. Faith in His Son, Jesus Christ. This work, as we heard, was done by the Holy Spirit, who calls, gathers, enlightens, and sanctifies the entire church on earth, including you and me. And He keeps us in the one true faith by continuing to use the Word of God. The Spirit has taught us how God did not leave us in rebellion, but sent His own Son to die for us on the cross, and has paid for all those times that we have not done what God commanded, and for all those times we left undone the things that we should have done. Jesus died, paying the price for your sins against the law. He ascended, and He sent the Holy Spirit that you might come to faith. If you have heard and believe the Word, God has worked faith into you by that very Spirit. He has welcomed you into His family and has made you His own dear children. Today you are God's children, and Jesus has ascended back into heaven. But God the Father promised through His Son, I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you. Yet a little while and the world will see me no more, but you will see me. Because I live, you also will live. In that day you will know that I am in the Father, and you in me, and I in you. With these words, Jesus promised to return. Whether we die or live until that happens, we will live forever. What is more, though the world does not see Him, we see Jesus, and we know who He is. And because we know Jesus, we know the Father. Even though we cannot see Jesus with our eyes, we do see Him through the eyes of faith. We saw Him perform miracles and raise the dead. We saw Him crucified on the cross of Calvary. We saw Him raised from the dead and saw the marks in His hands and His side. And we saw Him ascend into heaven. All these are events of which we have been made witnesses. What is more, we still see our Lord Jesus at work each and every Sunday morning, and whenever and wherever His Word is taught and purely taught, and the sacraments are truly administered according to His will. We know that the Trinity is at work in the means of grace, the Word, and the sacraments. That is where the Holy Spirit, God, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, has promised to be. And we who have the eyes of faith see Him at work in those very means. Through His water and Word, we see the dead made alive in holy baptism. And through His Word and bread and wine, we see Jesus offer His own body and blood for the forgiveness of our sins and for the sins of our friends and family and all who have gathered around this altar and every altar where His body and blood are offered through the consecrated sacrament. Yet we also see the danger that God has warned us about for those who might desire to partake without first receiving the faith. Through these means, God cultivates the faith that has been implanted in you, that begins to grow and to fructify, that is, to bear fruit. These fruits are seen as the Holy Spirit causes you to come to receive God's gifts, the means of grace, every Sunday for the well-being of your souls, and for the forgiveness of your sins. They are also seen as you learn to love one another. That is, as you learn to show agape love. The Greek has several different words for love. But agape is not brotherly love. It is not romantic love. It is self-giving, sacrificial concern for another person love. The kind that we saw demonstrated in our Lord Jesus Christ. And because He has loved us, we can love others. It is the same love with which Jesus first loved you and me. Therefore, it is true what Jesus has said. Whoever has my commandments and keeps them, he it is who loves me. And he who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and manifest myself to him. In these last words, Jesus reminds us that there are those two meanings of sanctification. The Holy Spirit works in our hearts to have faith in Jesus Christ, in him crucified and risen. And the Holy Spirit, the third person of the Trinity, also works in your heart so that you can begin to strive to overcome sin and to do good works. Those good works that you see listed in the Ten Commandments, honoring father and mother and grandparents and all the rest. The Holy Spirit works in us to cause the desire to stop sinning and to love one another with that same agape love with which Jesus first loved us. Even though the Holy Spirit may not have a theme song, we know him and his work. He has proceeded to each of us from the Father and the Son, and with the Father and the Son, he rightly receives our praise and thanksgiving. We were once a rebellious people like the rest of the world, but now we have been brought to faith by the truth. And through the power of the Holy Spirit, we keep that truth. In this way, God has made us to love him who loved us, even Jesus Christ. And as you and I love Jesus through the Spirit, we will be loved by the Father. And Jesus will love us and manifest himself in us. In Jesus' name, amen.